Despite rolling blackouts and soaring utility bills, some Californians are not convinced that the state's energy situation is a crisis, and that may make it difficult for state leaders to convince residents to conserve energy. NPR's Madeline Brand reports from Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz is perhaps the national headquarters of mellow. It's known as Berkeley on the Beach, and for good reason. The 60s let it all hang out philosophy is alive and well here. Folk musicians strum on the sidewalk, white kids with dreadlocks panhandle near a vegan sushi stand. This outdoor mall was devastated during the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. It's been mostly rebuilt since then, and business is good. Even with the rolling blackouts, says Suzanne Dante, the manager of Palace Art and Office Supply.
We meet them at the door with a flashlight and a piece of paper and a pencil, take them out to find what they want, and fill their baskets with them, and take them up to the register and then handwrite a receipt.
She says the lights were out for about 2.5 hours last week, and it didn't really bother her. The fact that more blackouts may be coming doesn't bother her either.
It's just another run of events that we would have, something else to deal with. It's not something we can control, so let's not get upset about it. You know, just deal with it. We can roll with a rolling blackout.
Across the street at the O'Neill Surf Shop, one man said his biggest inconvenience was not being able to cook his lunch. And Evan Parker, a 25-year resident of Santa Cruz, thinks the blackouts are kind of fun.
Because it puts a certain air of the unexpected into the air, like, oh, look. You know, I went off to do something the other day, and I simply couldn't do it because civilization had briefly stopped for a couple of hours. You know, so I had to rethink and redo, and it kind of put a nice edge on the day in reality.
Granted, this is Santa Cruz and not the heart of go-go Silicon Valley, where every minute in the dark would mean a loss of thousands of dollars. But a recent poll found that 60% of Californians believe that energy companies created the crisis. Many of those polled questioned why, then, should they bother trying to conserve energy? University of California at Santa Cruz sociology professor Dane Archer says that's a classic social problem called the tragedy of the commons.
Everyone grazing their livestock on a common pasture is tempted to overgraze because it's not their pasture, it belongs to the community, and they don't realize that that failure to limit their own consumption of the pasture means that there won't be any pasture for anyone. So in the end, small bits of selfishness add up to a disaster.
Archer conducted a 10-year study on what makes people conserve energy. He says they have to see conserving as linked to their personal gain. In other words, there have to be incentives for insulating the water heater or setting the thermostat at 65 degrees.
The sort of rationing that happened in World War II, in that case, the danger and the crisis were self-evident. And in that sense, I think you can kick in the kind of community altruism, the collective altruism necessary to produce the desired outcome. In this case, you see, I think a lot of people are not persuaded that there's a real problem. And in that situation, I would think it's very hard to get people to take significant steps toward conservation. So what I think will happen is that a lot of people may take steps that reflect their personal well-being, so that if you make an effort to get off the grid, ordering a cord of firewood for your fireplace instead of turning on the heat at night, well, that's a sort of attitude change to optimize your own situation. In the process, of course, it can actually help the community as a whole.
Or some venturesome types may use the crisis as an opportunity to get off the grid entirely. People may seek out alternative sources of power, like solar or wind. In the meantime, Californians like Evan Parker aren't too worried about another round of blackouts.
I'm not afraid of it. I'll just deal with it when it occurs. I mean, when we had earthquakes, we were without power for, you know, a week. So, I mean, this is pretty mild compared to that. So, I'm sorry, I guess it's a little too optimistic.
He doesn't really think it's his problem, neither the cause nor the solution. He figures the politicians in Sacramento will come up with a plan before people like him really feel that this is a crisis. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Santa Cruz, California.